The Dalai Lama's Cat and the Power of Meow. Written and read by David Mickey. It all began through casual curiosity. A stray dog had taken to sleeping part of the night on the doormat of our building. On my way out one morning, I paused to take in the pungent odour left in its wake, trying to place the breed. On my way back inside, I paused again. A short while later, I was resting on the windowsill of the Dalai Lama's first floor room. This was my all-time favourite spot, not least because it offered the ideal vantage point from which to achieve maximum surveillance with minimum effort. Simply being in the same room as His Holiness is the most wonderful sensation you can ever have. Whether you call it His presence, His energy, or His love, when you are near Him, you can't help being touched by a sense of profound and abiding well-being. The heartfelt reassurance that, whatever else is going on, beneath the surface, all is well. That particular morning, I had no sooner settled on the sill, eager to be absorbed into the field of benevolence surrounding the Dalai Lama, than I suddenly felt my skin crawl. In an instant, I twisted my head around and began a frenzy of licking. But the itching only got worse. I scratched and gnawed, even biting the skin of my stomach and back. I had never felt anything like this. It was as though my whole body was under siege from an army of invisible assailants. His Holiness looked up with concern from his desk. Moments later, the itching stopped as abruptly as it had begun. Had it all been something in my imagination, some perverse quirk of karma originating from who knew where? Later that same day, following my return home from another outside visit, I came under attack again. The pain was so unexpected and intense that I leapt down from my perch on the filing cabinet in the executive assistant's office, landing unsteadily on the floor. I twisted into another spasm of furious back-licking and biting. 100 tiny attackers seemed to be suddenly upon me, crawling all over my skin, nipping me with red-hot fangs. Their assault was comprehensive. I could think of nothing except how to chase them off me, whatever they were. Tenzin, the Dalai Lama's right-hand man on all secular, diplomatic matters, peered over the side of his desk. Midway through writing an email to a prominent Scandinavian 80s pop icon, he regarded me with surprise. HHC. Ever punctilious, he referred to me using my official title, His Holiness's Cat. This isn't like you. Indeed it was not. Nor were the further bouts of prickling, scouring and writhing that continued for the rest of that day and all through the night. I felt like I was losing my mind.